Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List, where we occasionally talk about comics, movies, sometimes video games, or TV shows. I'm your host Lex, along with my buddy Murph, and each week you can catch us rambling about all your favorite topics. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, and share. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how to start this because it's been so long.
Wait, dude, what happened?
It's been like 2 months.
Dang, man. Should you try again?
What do you mean what happened?
Try it again, dude.
No,
let it rip.
No, this is good. We're already starting. We've already welcomed everybody. How's it going? My name is Lex, and I'm one of your hosts, and this is my friend
Murph. What's up? Yeah.
And if you can't tell, we've done this numerous times, but this is what we've done. 20? Did we do 20 episodes?
23, but who's counting? 23. 20? Interesting number.
23, like LeBron. Oh, not LeBron James.
No, I was going. I was like talking about the Marvel movies, but
I thought you were talking about like I'm making a jock reference.
Oh, do we talk about sports?
No. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the official season premiere of season 2 of the Wednesday Pull List. We are back, and yeah, we've been, you know, we went on a hiatus. Life got hectic. If you didn't know, Murph had a kid.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm just kidding.
I started working again, so I've been really busy with that, and trying to readjust my life to fit that, because, you know, when I've had all day to work on my side projects and things, but now I'm trying to fit work back in and my side projects and my super dad stuff. So it was an adjustment, but I'm good now. I got a good routine going.
Do you think that if we petition the U.S. government that we could get like an extra day, but not have like to like work? Week? Yeah, like an extra day, like the third Sunday or something.
Didn't Doug Funny do that in an episode of Doug?
He did.
After Sunday, they made Fun Day.
And yeah,
they celebrated that. Yeah. You know, we could just get a whole bunch of people to follow us, and then create a church.
Dude, because of religion, they can't tell us what we can't do.
Yeah, and they would also give us a lot of money. So
you're right. And then when I buy toilet paper, I don't have to pay for it because I can just say it's for the church.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
That's what we gotta do. The church, the Wednesday church. Wednesday Pull is church of, I was going to say
pull?
The big man upstairs, but
pull lights?
I don't want to get struck down. But yeah, we're back. We don't have much to talk about this week. We could, but we just kind of wanted to touch base and catch everyone up. I only wanted to catch up with Murph. We've talked, but not like at length like we were. How's your dad routine going? Are you getting it done?
Oh yeah, I got it down, man. I go to the grocery store, just leave him in the car. He sleeps. Nobody says anything. I put a bunch of towels up in the window.
You're in the grocery store and he's in the car?
Bro, I leave it running. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Don't arrest me, FBI, if you're listening. It's a joke. You can watch all the security cameras and totally don't take my... I gotta be careful, man. People are going to jail for licking ice cream, so I guess I better not joke around about that.
Okay, now this is not... That's off topic. That's nothing to do with comic books or movies or TV show. But geez, man. They're saying... I read today that they're... Okay, folks... Murph, give them some context on this story.
It was somewhere here in Texas, Central Texas. A lady went to
a
Walmart.
Lufkin, Texas,
yeah, she went to a Walmart. She removed Bluebell ice cream from the freezer. You know, opened the freezer, pulled it out, opened up the lid, and licked the ice cream. I guess she just wanted to get a taste, just a little taste, just to see how it feels.
She was trying to be funny.
Here's the thing. I looked it up.
Make a funny video.
I looked it up. In Texas, tampering with food like that is a felony, man.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently this girl is facing up to 2 to 20 years in prison. Now, as of this morning, they're trying to get her with 2 felony accounts.
Because she licked 2 times?
I don't know.
That's how that stuff works, man. They stack it up.
My thing is, like, they are really trying to stick it to this girl. I mean, I get it.
But the health and safety code is, I mean, that's something serious, man. You can't mess around. I mean, like, dude, diseases, like, we've all seen all the zombie shows, dude. I mean, just think about it, dude. The Walking Dead, that's probably how The Walking Dead started. That's why they won't tell us, because it's so stupid.
I agree. But this is just a silly girl trying to be, you know what I mean? Like,
why?
She's gonna go to prison for 20 years, man.
Why do I keep bringing up Walking Dead? Yeah, I know. She's not gonna go to jail for 20 years. They probably have some first time offender thing, unless she's been like licking ice cream on the down low.
But they've already scared the crap out of her, and so they apparently in the 80s, they're obviously, I'm sure you remember this. We weren't like walking around and buying stuff in the 80s, but our parents were probably heard of this. There was this person that was tampering with like ibuprofen and killing people by, you know, messing with all these drugs. And
so hell yeah.
They're trying to pin it the same type of thing on this chick. And I'm just like, you guys win. You guys have already scared the piss out of her. This girl's not messing with ice cream for the rest of her life.
Dude, but so here's the stupid part about this. People are so fucking stupid. No offense if that's you. If you took offense, sorry, but you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, who cares?
So listen to this. Here's the crazy part. Three more people have been arrested, I think three, across the United States. They're called copycat ice cream lickers. They're purposely filming themselves, putting on social media, licking ice cream, and they're turning around and getting arrested. Like, are they doing it for fun? Or are they that stupid?
They're doing it to go viral now. They're trying to ride the internet. We should do that with like Wednesday pull list shirts, and then like lick all the ice cream and then in the store, not just one. Like, just trump up like, you know, 200 life sentences.
You know what we should do? Let's do something crazy.
Let's just say, I'm pretty sure we could do our podcast from jail. I don't know the setup that we.
Well, in federal prison, you can buy like those guys have internet and PlayStation. Like one time, I think I was playing online with a guy from prison, man, because it was real.
See?
I mean, he was real, I don't know, like, someone was yelling at me. I said, hey, I got to go, guys. I'm taking a shower. He got real excited. I'm going to leave it at that.
So we could do it from jail.
I mean, yeah, we could. I know. How about we do something crazy like no one's ever thought of? Why don't we take those, like, you know, like, whenever you wash your clothes and you put those detergent pods in there, we should just start eating those. That'll probably get us famous.
They did that in Florida already.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Hey, speaking of Florida, did you see that way off topic? Newsreel. Those alligators are eating corpses in Florida right now. I guess they had some flooding.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
gators just snacking on people. I guess that's the inspiration for that stupid movie coming out, Crawl. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have. I kind of want to see it. My wife is obsessed with going to Florida this summer, too.
Have fun, man.
I'm excited about that.
That whole saying, see you later. See you later, alligator, for real.
You just mentioned tonight, we glossed over, you mentioned your favorite series, The Walking Dead.
God.
I will tell you, not show related, but from the actual comic book, which is good. It's still good after all these years. Last month, this is a spoiler alert. If you read the comics and you're like 2 months behind, last month Rick was still alive in the comic books and well, and then last month's issue he gets shot and killed in the comics. Big time spoiler, he dies. And so everyone's excited. Everyone's like, oh man, this is what's going to happen next. This is a big deal. And then the creators from the book, Robert Kirkman, they say, hey, you know what? Next month's going to be the last issue. And they just, like, two weeks before it comes out, they say, the biggest moment in this comic book has just happened. And you know what? Next month, we're done.
Wow, dude. Talk about a boner killer.
I read the issue. It was sold out everywhere. It went back. They had back orders on it. And it was good. At the end was good. But to me, it's just crazy that they ended it like that. Usually when a series is going to end, everyone knows about it. It's this big deal. But this one, they were just like, hey, guess what? In 2 weeks,
it's over. Maybe they wanted to catch everybody with their pants down. So
I think that's what they did. And surprisingly, I won't ruin this last issue for you, everyone, because it really did just come out last week.
I want to tell me. Everybody could plug their ears.
Oh, okay. Well, it ends surprisingly. It's a gruesome book, gruesome story, gruesome life for all these people, but it ends, it has a happy ending. So,
Wait, it has a happy ending? Like going to a massage parlor happy ending?
it has a happy ending. Like everyone's happy and smiling and life is good.
Oh,
So,
well, that's lovely.
yeah, it's great. It was a good ending. So, if you have a chance, check it out. It's a big last issue. So, usual comics are about 26 pages. This one is 73 or 83. I can't remember, but it's a pretty big issue. They didn't up the price or anything. They made it the same price. So, yeah, it's really good.
I feel like that The Walking Dead is it's pushing Sci-Fi Channel show.
Yeah, now it is, and especially since the book ended, and everyone was making a big deal about it all last week. AMC made it very clear that the show is going to go on for many years
Oh my
to come.
God, dude. That girl's gonna be like
So,
37. Judith is gonna be 37 by the time.
yeah,
Dude, I
she's
quit
going to be the main character.
when Rick was done. When Rick died but didn't die, spoiler alert, that was the moment for me to quit watching. Now, honestly,
You're not going to watch the movies?
yeah, I'll watch the movies, but I won't watch the show anymore. And I don't even watch Fear the Walking Dead anymore. But my question is, how many seasons has there been since Rick left?
Just one, I
So
think.
what they needed,
I'm just
I
staying
need
for
to
some.
find somebody should give me a shout out. Let me know if there's a YouTube video out there where I could just watch like a little 5 to 7 minute, no more than 7 minutes and 17 seconds video of like just a recap. Hey, since Rick left the show, this is what's been going on. That's really all I need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could do that for you. Just a conversation. We can talk about that. I watched it. It was okay.
But yeah.
Definitely, it's definitely on the
Yeah,
downward
it's
slope.
pushing sci-fi.
Yeah.
So shit'll suck.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna add some structure to this. This is just a recap episode. We're catching up, but there's a few things for the past few months that we missed. E3 happened. There was a lot of, games. Keanu Reeves, it's been everywhere this summer for some reason. I mean, that man has been
Spent the
everywhere.
summer of Keanu. I'm not
I
mad.
can't believe, like, I'm not mad about it, but he has just been everywhere. I watched this rom-com with my wife
Oh my gosh, definitely
on
Always Be My
Netflix.
Maybe or something.
Always Be My Maybe. And it was funny. It was a good movie. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Keanu Reeves pops up. And he's
It's hilarious.
hilarious in it, man. And I've never liked Keanu Reeves as an actor.
What? He's
But
perfect, dude.
I don't know, man. I liked him in Bill and Ted. That's about it.
He's good for about
Which they're
50 lines in a movie and some
which the
action.
what yeah, that's what they're making Bill and Ted. That one's good. That's coming out. But let's go through. I got a short list. I'm gonna go through some things that have piqued my interest over the summer
Whoa,
so far.
dude,
We're
I don't
about
have a
mid.
list.
But you can just comment on
You
some of the
told
stuff.
me
Some of the stuff you want. Some of the
that
stuff
we
you
were
don't.
just gonna, hey, we
We
don't want to
are.
sound too, prepared. We want to stick it to the
It's a
man and be
quick
cool. And you over there with
list.
aces up your sleeve, dude.
It's just a quick list. Some of these things you're going to know about. I want your hot takes on them.
All
That's
right,
why.
man. Let me heat up the iron. I'm
And
gonna give you some hot takes.
okay, so let's start with some games.
Some
I
what?
oh, over this some games. We're going to talk about
Oh,
some game stuff.
okay.
Over the summer, so far, we're about midsummer right now, if you don't know, if you just woke up from a coma this Wednesday. I played the game early on this summer called Days Gone. It came out and it had a lot of build up, like a lot of people were excited about it, and it kind of had like a meh
Yeah, it did have a
release. A
super.
lot
I
of people
was.
were just like, oh, it's okay. And that's what people thought of it. I enjoyed it quite a bit, actually. You haven't played it or anything?
I share played one of my buddies. I played it, and yeah.
Yeah.
I was
I
really
enjoyed
excited
it.
about
I
it.
didn't buy it.
Like, yeah, I didn't buy it either, but
Yeah.
it didn't do well. It kind of got slammed by the critics.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it. If it was a free game, I would definitely recommend it. I don't think I would buy it, mainly because I haven't. I rented it from Redbox, and yeah, there was no getting it again.
People rent
I did like the
games from
they have like
Redbox.
a Yeah, I mean, why not? Why spend $60 to try a game and then sell it back for $13 when I can just
Fuck GameStop, man. I'm going to start renting more games. Fuck that place.
When I could just rent it for $3 and then be like, ah, that was okay. I don't ever care to play that again. Yeah, no. Okay, so the Death Stranding trailer, have you seen the trailer for that game? Mm-hmm. Norman Reedus? I don't even, I can't imagine what that game's about. I have no idea.
It's very confusing, futuristic-y, but not futuristic, but survival. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Remember that, okay, remember that game, what's the one with the paper mache killer? The one where you're a detective and you got to figure out what's going on. Hard Rain.
Yeah,
right?
Heavy Rain.
It reminds me of that game, but like a sci-fi.
Oh, just, no, it's definitely more open than that game. That Heavy Rain is more...
I know it's not open world, but like it just seems... It feels structured.
Yeah. I think it's pretty open, though. I think it's extremely open. That's one of the big appeals of it. I'm probably going to get it just because, so I can talk about it or maybe stream it or something. But it's... I don't know. I'm so totally confused by it. We'll see. I don't know. I'll have to let you share a light so you can see it. Everybody loves Norman Reedus, though. So
yeah, he is.
And the whole cast is pretty nuts. I don't have a list. No aces on my sleeve. I don't have a list of the cast, but there's
a big shocking, cast. Surprising.
Are you excited? There's been a lot of PS5 buzz.
No,
have you? You haven't been excited about any of it?
No. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You're not gonna.
I'm gonna get one.
You're not gonna get.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna get one. I'm hoping that one of my pull lights will buy one for me.
Yeah, right. We just sponsor the the show's PlayStation 5.
Yeah, man. They could just whoever's listening buy me a. Man, I'm struggling, man. I got a little five month old kid. Help me out. Feed me.
I was gonna say, damn, he's five.
Yeah, man. They age fast. Dog years.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. They haven't really released anything. Xbox released a lot of their information for their new system, and then, you know, Halo and all this stuff. They had a big show at E3. PlayStation wasn't at E3 at all. So
can we just all agree that Sony is destroying Microsoft in the gaming wars?
I think it's very...
Don't say close. Don't say close.
Not close. I would say it's very opinion. Like, whoever...
No, dude. Sony is playing chess, and Microsoft's playing Skip Rock. I don't even know what they're playing.
To me, PlayStation is...
Hopscotch.
...is superior. But if you're an Xbox fan, it's, and this is going to sound biased... But if you're an Xbox fan or a PlayStation fan, it's like being a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, God. Those people. Jesus.
Like, like.
Remember that time we won the Super Bowl last week?
Exactly. You're a diehard fan, and it doesn't matter what anything else, no matter what.
Facts aren't. Yeah, the facts don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Cowboys fans are the worst.
They are. They, like, live on those Super Bowls that were 30-something years ago.
In the 90s.
Yes, man. Get over it.
Yeah. So, it's like, I equate it to that. I don't know. I feel like PlayStation is vastly superior to Xbox.
I mean, I just look at sales. Sales tell the tale.
And so do I. So, there are a lot of things that I like about Xbox, but I personally don't see myself ever buying one.
Yeah. Everybody out there now is nodding their head because they're sitting there nodding their head like, fuck yeah, he's right. PlayStation is better.
Or her. Or they're, like, shaking their head at their Xbox. I'm like, damn it.
Fuck you. God damn it, Xbox.
But
don't take it to GameStop.
Yeah, they'll give you, like, 12 nickels.
They'll be like, Xbox, we'll give you some pesos for that.
But what I have heard is, so this, I don't know if you heard much about it, but Google is coming out with
this. I talked about this.
Called the Stadia.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Very curious.
It's supposed to be, like, well, the PlayStation 5, there's supposed to be no load screens, which is a big deal to me. It's supposed to just go instantly. And the same thing with the Google Stadia. There's supposed to be no loading times.
I don't know, man. That's some heavy processors.
Yeah, to me, that's nuts. That's like, I can't even comprehend that.
Yeah.
But
it's like the Matrix.
Microsoft and Sony released that they were going to partnership for their cloud solutions. I don't really know necessarily what that means, like their content streaming cloud services. I mean, but it sounds like they're because PlayStation is really exclusive with cross, you know, play with games.
Yeah, man, you got to be part of the club.
But it could be changing. I think they might be teaming up against Google. I think everyone's scared of this Google cloud streaming platform that's about to come out.
I don't think Gen 1 Google's going to overturn. Yeah. Maybe eventually. I mean, they're going to have to develop their own games. Like, there's not a lot of original ideas.
A lot of companies are putting their games on Stadia already. So that's a good indicator that it has some support.
I got to see it. I'm curious. I mean, I agree. I'm not going to say, I'm curious is a good word where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in, I'll probably get one just to see it. I mean, how it is. I was the same way with the Switch. I got a Switch because it piqued my interest. The thing about Xbox is it's a straight up competitor to PlayStation. Like, it doesn't do anything different.
It just does everything. I would say that it has more family entertainment. Like, you can get an Xbox One and like have like a kind of a family, like, do TV and all that, and I guess PlayStation has TV too, but I think PlayStation is designed to play games, whereas Xbox is designed to be an entertainment system that also lets you play games. Therefore, ergo, it's not as good because its sole purpose is not just games.
PlayStation is mainly for games, but like you said, it also does all that other stuff, which doesn't have to be out of this world to watch Netflix or watch Amazon Prime. I mean, I feel like I use our PlayStation here for everything. We don't have cable anymore. I mean, it's straight up our entertainment.
I don't even think I need a laptop anymore.
No, you really don't.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think I need a phone anymore. I'm just going to put my PlayStation in my backpack and just walk around with headset on.
That'd be cool.
Yo, what's up, man? Will that freak people out?
Probably.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Speaking of PlayStation games, let's talk about the Avengers game for a second. A lot of people are crapping on the looks. You've seen the footage of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel like this game has been in development for a while, so that's probably why it looks a little dated.
I honestly think it looks fine.
What was the game we played, the overtop game where you had four squad members, Marvel characters, and you could rotate in and out?
That was Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, and honestly, if it looked just like that, I wouldn't care because to me, those games are fun and you're not going to do too much difference with the over-the-top squad of four running around switching out between players.
Yeah, the third Ultimate Alliance is coming out next week.
Like, we could get back on PlayStation 2 and play that and I would have a blast.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the third one coming out. But it's a Nintendo Switch exclusive, so... Which is weird to me, but... Whatever. I'm really excited about this Avengers game. The only character that I had a problem with the look was Thor. I thought he looked stupid. But I didn't think Captain America looked as stupid as everyone thought he did.
Yeah, I don't know what everybody's doing about Captain America. I mean, it's a video game, but I think he looks fine. Thor looks a little cartoony, but I mean, Thor and Wolverine always look cartoony. And
it's really hard to make them look realistic because they're so, you know, over the top kind of.
And let's be honest, at the end of the day, they're fucking made up characters. So
if it's anything like, and there's been talks that it ties loosely to the Spider-Man game, and there's they say no, it's totally different. But if it's anything like the Spider-Man game, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So for whatever reason, I have not played that yet. I need to.
You would love it, man. I
don't even want to do missions. I just want to swing around the city.
Honestly, the story is good in it. I mean, I guarantee you would love it. It's a good game. It looks amazing. I have never played a game that transitions from story mode to actual playing like seamlessly.
I just don't understand why they don't have Tom Holland as the voice. I think that confuses people. Not me. I think there's some of us out there that are
I don't think it confused anyone. It was a, like a
confused people.
It was a critically acclaimed game. Everyone loved that game. What?
Let's be honest.
I don't think it had any negative reviews.
I'll find one.
I don't think. I mean, if you dig, I'm sure there's people that complain about everything.
Whoa, dude! I'm not gonna dig. I'm just gonna, you know.
Oh man, you got to play it. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a PlayStation exclusive. Yeah, I got an 8.7 on IGN, which is pretty good. 8.7 out of 10. I think that's a pretty good game.
Didn't get a 10.
Yeah, what game's got a 10?
I don't know. Probably Last of Us.
Oh God. You
see
really,
what I did there?
You're really still holding on to that. See what I hope did there? I hope the second one sucks.
Whoa, dude. Okay. What's this red finish recording done?
What was Last of Us rating? Let's see. Sorry, folks. Give me a second.
9.99. You even got to look. 9.9.
Oh, I can't even find it. No one rated it.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's got the remastered review.
Yeah. Well, it's remastered.
No, it's just a review. It doesn't have any score.
Okay, so here's the thing. It came out in 2013 on PS3, and I still play it to this day, and I can still get in multiplayer matches to this day. That says something.
You and, like, 100 other people.
Well, dude, not 100 other people. I bet it's 1,000 or so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Last of Us was a good game. I won't say that. It was a good game. I'm excited about the second one.
Allegedly February of 2020. That's what I've... The rumors I've found, that's February 2020. But
yeah.
I've also heard they're going to want to push it for the PS5.
That's what I thought.
And I don't even know when the PS5 is coming out. So they're really just toying with my feelings and emotions.
Yeah, sure. I'm assuming it's going to come out next year. Xbox is coming out. The new Xbox console is coming out either in the fall or in the spring. So I imagine it'll come out around the same time.
What I like about Sony is they keep everything close to the cuff, dude. They don't say anything and then they just drop it on you.
They let everybody speculate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you build a buzz.
Control the masses. That's right, man. I'm going to build that buzz, man. Yeah, that's what I said.
I definitely recommend playing Spider-Man. It's good. You'd like. Again, it's a good story. Surprisingly. Speaking of stories, let's move over to some movie talk. We never talked about Endgame that came out while we were in hiatus. What'd you think about it? We haven't even talked about it. You and I have not talked about it.
I thought that it wasn't the best movie in the series, but it's definitely in the top six for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fan service. To me, it was a fan service movie, mm-hmm. but I was okay with it. I didn't have a problem with anything that they did, with the exception of one thing, which we'll get to in a second. But for the most part, 99% of that movie, it was awesome. They did a lot of fan service. They
mm-hmm.
made jokes. The script was kind of, the storylines kind of were blurred, and there's a lot of confusion and speculation onto some things, and there were some things that some of the heroes did and didn't do. I'm fine with that, because it was a fan service. It was a conclusion of all the movies till the next whatever starts. But the only thing that I was disappointed in was Hulk.
Yeah.
I wanted more. I felt like they went backwards with Hulk in that movie. Other than that, the best scene in the movie of the whole 23 movies was Cap wielding the hammer. I remember I said it. I wanted him to go out swinging the hammer, and he did. And I thought he was going to die, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted him to, but I'm kind of glad he didn't. So.
Yeah, it was there's talks that they're going to release a little thing on Disney Plus about the Cap, like what he was doing those years, that he goes back. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, I know that was a very brief opinion of it, because I know this isn't an episode just about doing that. This is more of a catch-up kind of thing. But that's my two cents, and you should take it. It's pretty worthy.
I don't have a single complaint about Endgame. I wish that the Hulk would have Hulked out and got some hits on Thanos, but I enjoyed it.
I just didn't like the Hulk's arrogance in the diner scene. I just didn't like it.
I don't have a single
complaint. What can you do?
Everything about the movie is good to me. I liked it. I wish the Hulk would have got his extra hits in on Thanos, but that didn't happen. It's hard to squeeze all that in.
Tony died.
Yeah. Kind of knew.
Tony died.
Kind of knew one of them. Kind of knew one of them was going to die. So,
was I not supposed to say that?
That movie came out like 2 months ago, and it re-released in hopes to beat Avatar, and it didn't.
Is it Avatar or Avatar?
It's Avatar.
Is it?
Is the movie Avatar called Avatar? Yeah.
I think it could be Avatar or is it Avatar?
It could be. I guess it could be.
But somebody help me out with that. Somebody help me out with that. I've always wondered.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, man. Of course I did, dude. How do you think it beat every other movie out there? Everybody's seen that movie.
They use the word Avatar in the movie.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah, that's the whole premise. Like he's in a wheelchair and he uses his avatar, which is an avatar online.
They're fucking wrong.
Okay. What else? You've been kind of you've been busy. You haven't,
dude. I've been wanting to go see movies, man. I just got like this. I can't. I don't be like guy that take a 5 month old baby to a movie.
Yeah,
I mean, but
having a baby, you used to be the guy that would see it hours after it came out. Now you have a baby. Now
yeah, like, by myself, not got a baby. I think I just was busy at work, so
yeah,
we're about to go on vacation. Not gonna say where because I don't want anyone to try to stalk me and do pictures and autographs on vacation. I just need to meet these people.
He's going to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow. anyways, what was I going to say?
Well, I've seen some movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to start seeing movies, more movies.
Yeah, you got a backlog. I hope that you see Spider-Man because I'd like to talk
about that. That's the one. I want to see that one for sure. Honestly, after Endgame, I saw the only thing I've ever seen is John Wick 3. That was just nothing really to say other than it's a good John Wick movie.
Yeah,
but I feel like there hadn't been a lot out.
John Wick
3. I know
3
the Pixar movies and all that.
You said you don't do Pixar movies?
No, I'm saying I saw John Wick 3. It's a good, there's nothing, I don't really need to say anything about John Wick 3 other than it's just, it's another awesome John Wick movie. But
yeah, the John Wick movies, it's constant. It's the same. Lost any of its flavor. It's still good.
I feel like there hasn't been a lot of movies out. And I know that there has been because like there's Aladdin and Toy Story 4. And I want to see those because Aladdin is my all time favorite.
Yeah, I can't believe
Disney movie ever.
I can't believe you haven't seen
it. I know, man. I guess subconsciously because I've seen it already, like the original. That's why I'm not like, I got to go see this, even though I really want
to
see it.
I thought the same thing. I didn't want to see it. I mean, I didn't care to see it. And I'll give my brief review on some of these things. I didn't care to see Aladdin, but my wife and kids did. And I was very impressed at how entertained I was. I thought it was great. I was very skeptical about Will Smith being the genie, but wow, man, he definitely did a great job. And even though you've seen it before, it's still it's different enough that it's different enough with staying true to the story that
right keep you engaged.
Yeah,
that's what I basically. All the reviews I've read on, basically that's what I get.
Yeah.
That's what I've gotten from it. I just haven't seen it.
Very, very entertaining. Yikes. Well, again, I can't say it enough. Will Smith, I think it's because I was so surprised. I think I was so skeptical about him being the genie that when I watched it, even if it might have just been okay to other people, but to me, I was like, wow.
You had low expectations.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I was very wrong. I was entertained. And my kids were entertained, and it's easy. Like, I feel like it's a movie for kids. So if they were entertained, it was a good movie.
But if you think about it, those are our movies: Toy Story,
yeah.
Aladdin, Lion King. Those are our movies. Damn it.
Yeah, I know, but that's okay. What I'm saying. If I'm entertained by it, and my kids are entertained by it, then it's a successful movie because it's bridged the two eras.
Yeah.
Same thing with Toy Story 4. Apparently, Toy Story 4 is going to be the last one, and I was like, ah. I don't want to see another Toy Story movie, but it was entertaining.
I gotta watch the third one again before I watch that.
After the third one, I don't feel like they needed to make the fourth one. Like the fourth one, it didn't seem like it was necessary, but it was good.
Did it feel forced then? Did
no,
it feel forced or did it?
I don't think it felt forced. It was just, so it, it's like Stranger Things to me. Like, after this Stranger Things, which we'll talk about shows in a second, but after Stranger Things season 3, I'm like, man, it could end. And it would be, that was it. It could be it. It could end. It was a good ending, and it really doesn't need a fourth season, but they're going to do one because why not?
Yeah, money.
It was like, why not? We can make money off it. We can make a good movie. You know, it doesn't mean it's going to be a bad movie, but it's just like, meh, okay.
Yeah, I got to see Spider-Man, and then the movies. July is going to be a good month for movies because there's the Hobbs and Shaw is coming out.
Yeah, I'm ready to see that.
That movie is going to be so stupid that I'm going to love it. I can't wait. And then Stuber, this sneaky little movie that I've seen trailers for with Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah,
where he's like a cop, and he gets his cab driver to like help him out. Honestly, he's kind of like Deadpool, and
it's the guy from it's the guy from Silicon Valley, the show on HBO.
Yeah,
That honestly, and I'm not gonna lie, I think I have Diplomatic Immunity, but that's a movie that I'm probably going to bootleg. Honestly, that and Hobbs and Shaw, I'm probably going to bootleg both of those because.
Yeah, I mean, dude, here's my thing on bootlegging movies. Like, it's cool, but, like, I don't know. It's not the same without having that crisp Dr. Pepper out of the fountain.
Like, I don't do it
with your candy.
I don't do it to be cool. I do it because, like, I don't want to go up to the movies. And I don't, like, it's just, I can do it.
Nah, man.
I can watch it as soon as
it is cool, man. You probably put on a leather jacket, some sunglasses.
I watched Spider-Man again yesterday at home. It was great.
You pull both your fingers up, snap them, and then point at people? Hey.
No, absolutely not. John Wick 3 was good. Hellboy, a movie that I was very excited for, was terrible.
You know, I haven't. I like to pay attention to reviews of movies. Mm-hmm. Even if they're bad, you know me, I'll still go see them. I'll just talk about how they're getting terrible reviews, but still go see it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first Hellboy, the reboot, was the first one in probably 10 years. 7 to 10 years where I read reviews and was like, wow, I'm just going to wait till it comes on TV. I'm not even going to go waste my time.
Yeah,
It got beat down. Not like, oh, this is a bad movie. Hey, it's a good movie. Like, pretty much the general consensus is that
terrible.
They don't even talk about it anymore. Like,
no.
God, I was so excited for that, man.
And Hopper just makes me. Recently they asked him, like, hey, man, are there any chances that they're going to do a Hellboy 2? And he was like, nah, man. No,
he's like, what the fuck's Hellboy?
There's no chance.
Just makes you appreciate Ron Perlman, you know?
Yeah, those movies were better. They were good. I enjoy those movies very much.
So. The first one's so good.
Yeah. X-Men. I saw X-Men.
That's the other one. That's
wow.
That one I was gonna go see too, and that one just got like destroyed. Apparently, it's two movies just put together. It's like. Spliced them together.
I had no hopes for that movie because
God,
everybody knows. X-Men. Everybody knows that I'm an avid person.
He's such a hater on
that hates the X-Men movie franchise. What are you doing? Are you going through a tunnel?
Could you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, rookie mistake.
Yeah, X-Men was terrible, as I said it would be. Called it from a mile away. And a fun fact on X-Men Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, it did worse in the box office than the 2015 Fantastic Four movie.
God, that's a terrible movie.
Which was probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. So.
Okay, so go ahead and spoil it for me then. Who dies? Who's the person that died? I'm going to guess. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I feel like they want you to think that I can't even think of her name now. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
I feel like they wanted you to make her. Oh, she does die?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that she dies, but maybe it was Jean Grey.
No. She dies like early on, too.
Yeah, when they go to her house.
Yeah, so it was like they made that part of the movie seem like it was later on, but that's like very early on.
How does she kill her? Just like mind force rips, just elevens her?
What if there's some people that haven't seen it, man?
I mean, we just told them that they died, and if they're going to see that movie now after all this
time. Yeah, but you know that she dies from the freaking trailer. And if you watch Jimmy Fallon, or if you watch Jimmy Kimmel, they accidentally spoiled it on there too.
Okay, then why can't we talk about it?
What in the world just happened? Just because. I hate that movie so much.
How did she... What did she do? Did she pick her up and 11 her?
She melts her.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to tell these people, man.
Oh. Man, whatever.
Yeah, so... yeah, they accidentally talk about that way before the movie comes out. I don't know. It was terrible. I called it. I knew it was going to be terrible. And what else?
He still wins.
Oh,
I think that's pretty much it.
It's pretty funny. The Sonic thing that happened over the summer, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Everybody talks so bad about that. And then they said, you know what? Okay, we're going to go back and we're going to change it, which really, really sucks. A lot of people are like, good for them. They're listening to the fans. But for me, fans don't realize that the people that make that stuff, those are their jobs, and they're usually really difficult jobs. And maybe a bunch of people got fired. Maybe they brought on new people.
Yeah, it's like, man, what if you went to the Subway and you're like, I want a sandwich, and then they make it, and you sit down and open it up, and you walk up to them and go, this isn't what I want. It's not what it looks like on TV, and you just slam the sandwich down on the ground. Like, what if that was you? Someone comes into your job like, hey, you didn't print these reports on the right paper.
Yeah.
You're fired. Throws it in your face. You're fired.
I don't
12
know,
years of like... 12, you know, 12 months of work. Fuck you.
Letting a bunch of internet trolls and guys that live in their mom's basement control what big companies do. I don't know, man.
I feel stupid.
I guarantee the changes they make to the movie is not going to make the movie better. So,
you know, I mean, let's be honest. That movie's going to be terrible.
The movie's going to be terrible no matter what. So why not just, let them do whatever they want?
One of my comedic idols, Jim Carrey's in that movie, and it's just like, why are you doing this? It's
terrible. Just do whatever you want.
Honestly, the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie with Brendan Fraser is probably better than that one.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that movie.
That actually is a good movie. It's not bad. It's campy enough that it's good.
Let's jump over to TV real quick.
Okay. Well, fuck me, right?
Game of Thrones, you never watched it.
I did too. I binged it. Watched the whole thing.
I didn't like the last season. So there's not.
The last season was terrible.
Yeah,
that show could have been a 10 out of 10, but the last season.
Yeah.
I was secretly excited when it was falling apart like that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's all over Game of Thrones is so good. Blah, 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 blah. We'll go out and read some message boards on the trolling and look how awful. I mean, let's just be honest. Everyone pretty much agrees that the last season had a lot of WTFs.
Yeah.
People thought in the Midwest, that's what the fuck. And then,
well, it was,
it had,
to me,
yeah.
To me, the guys that created or wrote it, the show.
They did 16 episodes and 8 episodes.
Well, the thing is, they got hired to do the next...
Yeah, to do Star Wars.
Star Wars trilogy. So they're just like, well, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Like, I'm about to do these big multi-million dollar movies. So
they should have passed it off to somebody
else. Let's just write this shit out, man. Let's just knock it out. Let's end it. Who cares about the story? Let's just end it. And they squeezed it all into 6 episodes.
Yep.
Every episode, I was like, all right, next episode, they're going to redeem themselves. And then at the end, I was just like, yep.
That show could have went down as one of the greatest shows.
But now,
in a couple years, whenever I get to have the last laugh.
It's like all
makes me feel so good.
Well, to me, it
makes me feel so
good. I wasn't surprised that the ending sucked. To me, it's like all those shows. Mad Men had a horrible ending. Dexter... I'm still not happy about that. I mean,
I don't know. I thought Breaking Bad had a good ending. I thought Sons of Anarchy had a good ending. I thought Sopranos had a good ending.
I don't really like the ending of Sopranos. Breaking Bad, the ending was okay. That last season was just okay to me.
Saved by the Bell had a good ending.
I don't remember that either. And I didn't watch the last season of Sons of Anarchy, so I can't even comment on that one. But I wasn't excited. It was bad. There's some spinoffs coming out. We'll see. We'll see how they do. They'll probably be bad. Did you ever watch, we're on topic of it. Did you ever watch Deadwood on HBO?
You know what? My dad just started watching it. He told me that I need to start watching it. So I'm going to start that.
I just started.
Now that I just binge Stranger Things.
It's old.
Yeah, it's like 2004, but it's based on a true story, apparently.
And so years ago, I remember vaguely like watching a few episodes here and there way a long time ago. And it just ended. And they were just like, okay, we're going to do – it's one of those things. Like, hey, we're going to do the ending as a movie. But then, you know, 10 years later – nothing came out, but this year they released the movie for it.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna go ahead and watch it so I can watch the movie.
And it's got Timothy Oliphant in it. I'm a big Timothy Oliphant fan.
Yeah, I like him.
So, yeah, I recently started that too, and it's been good. I like, you know, old Western type stuff anyway. So,
I just watched an episode for, speaking of shows that are out that we haven't watched. And did you have something? Am I jumping the gun?
No.
Am I not in the nest?
No, go ahead.
So it's on Netflix. It came out in 2017, but it's called Dark. And it's going to sound cliche. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound cliche. But this show, I have a really good feeling about it. The first episode was awesome. So it's here's the thing. Dark? It takes place, D-A-R-K, yeah, Dark. It takes place in Germany. So it's all, you have to use subtitles, or the show has subtitles, because unless you speak German. But it's got like it's modern time, but it has a Stranger Things vibe to it. Like there's some kids in this town. They're like high schoolers, and there's some weird mystery. Kids are disappearing. I think there's some time travel element to it. Like it's sci-fi whodunit. Do what? Yeah, everything's in German. So, but there's subtitles. I mean, there.
Yeah.
So you just got to read. I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't know if some people have issues with that.
Yeah. No.
I mean, most people are on their phone when they watch stuff, so you just have to put your damn phone down. But
yeah.
Man, I'm only one episode in, so I can't say a lot. But I'll tell you this, I've got a good feeling about it, and like because I just been watched Stranger Things, so I have that like emptiness inside me. Like I need more of that. So this is a nice. Yeah. You know, this is like crack to my cocaine.
I want you to, and this is for,
if I could make a drug reference.
This is for the show purposes. I need you to get through and catch up on all the CW DC shows. It's a big task, and I'm still working on it myself, but I want to do an episode.
I'm through season two of Flash.
Oh,
I have not watched any Arrow. I'm like 7 years behind.
Yeah, I'd like to catch up if you can. I recently on the internet, on Instagram, our Instagram account specifically, have been called a Marvel fanboy, which I don't. I do like Marvel, but I very
Shots fired, huh?
I very much like DC too, and so I don't want to just show Marvel love all the time, which I crap on Marvel too. I just,
dude. So what's their username? I'll get a plane ticket and fly to their house and I'll pull up the transcript and read it.
Well,
did you say so blah 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 and then beat them up? James
Allen
Bob.
I was like, hey,
I'm just kidding.
I was like, hey, like I know it seems that way. DC has let me down in the movie department. I'm not ashamed to say that. Some of their comic books out right now are the best to me. Like their Justice League
is
my favorite.
I'll tell you where DC's winning is in their animated stuff.
Without a doubt. Young Justice came back from hiatus and it's still so good.
Even their movies, their animated movies,
yeah,
like, you know, Flashpoint Paradox,
yeah,
Superman, Death of Superman, Return.
If you haven't seen,
if
you haven't seen,
oh my gosh,
The Reign of Superman, it came out maybe beginning of the summer.
It's probably a few weeks ago. They slay in that apartment.
Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just came out 2 weeks ago. Very entertaining.
Yeah, I'll be watching that stuff when I'm 70, 80 years old.
Yeah, same. Yeah, for TV shows. Jessica Jones came out. Did you watch that?
Nah, I hate that one.
It's the end of the Netflix era.
Good.
Apparently they can't touch those shows for 2 years, so...
Recastings.
Yeah, which sucks because some of those actors were really good. Like, I really liked that Luke Cage actor, and I really liked the guy that played Daredevil.
Yeah, he is. Dude, he's in Stardust, man. I know we did an episode on this last season.
Yeah, I don't.
God, he's a good actor.
Still never watched it. But
you need to watch that movie, man.
I don't know.
I know it looks like a little kid movie. Just give it a chance, okay? Just go watch Stardust, folks.
One show I can recommend is a show on Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you are a loser.
Yeah, Stone Age.
But it's very good. It's called, and it's based off one of my favorite books. It's called Bad Omens.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I watched it.
So good. If you have a chance.
It's definitely based off the Bible, dude. Mm-hmm. It's based off the Bible.
Is yeah, it's about books? Armageddon, and it's about the the Antichrist. It's very good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's hilarious, and it's entertaining. And it definitely keeps your attention the whole time.
That was only 6 episodes, though, right? 6 or 8?
It was 6, I believe. Yeah, it was only 6.
To be honest with you, though, the over 20 episode, hour-long episode platform to me is dead. I don't have time.
I like
Isn't that sad?
I like miniseries.
Give me 2 or 3 seasons, max 4, of 6 to 8, 45-minute approximate. You know, it's okay, like in Stranger Things. They were all about 45, 50 minutes. There was 1 or 2 that were over an hour. That's the platform.
Yeah, and they did, 8 episodes a season, I think.
Yeah, 8 episodes. So 6 to 8 episodes, that time frame, 3 to 4 seasons, that to me is gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's gold.
I agree.
Unless you're doing the Wednesday pool list podcast, and you just go, it goes as long as it goes till we
stop. Yeah, what are you trying to say, man? Next season.
No, I'm just saying until you listen till we tell you to stop listening.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, and I know I want to do a whole episode on streaming services because recently, even though HBO has HBO Now, which is it's not like a streaming service. It's kind of like an extension of their channel, I guess. They announced either today or yesterday or sometime this week that they're coming out with their own streaming service called HBO Max.
Shoot, there's like HBO Go, HBO Now.
I don't understand it.
Jeez.
There's too many to keep track of. I wish there was a way to just do one. It's going to make cable come back stronger than ever.
You think so? Like, because there's too many too many streaming options?
I like there's too many streaming options, so everyone's going to be running back to have a channel. And then why have all the streaming services? You're going to be like, oh, damn, I could just watch this whenever I want on TV, on demand, right? I can just, I want to watch that later. And it's going to be so much more convenient.
That'll take a while. That'll have to be like a slow build-up.
The slow build-up is starting. I say 10 years, it's going to be cable's going to make a boom.
I think we'll be in VR land by then.
Oh God, I don't think VR is going to ever take off. I really don't.
Hey, man.
I
think it is. That's a personal experience in the VR world. Can't talk about it.
I mean, I've done a little bit of research on it, and it just the numbers aren't there yet. Maybe
no, they're not there yet. But I've worn some of this equipment. Done some training in some of this equipment.
Maybe when they do full body immersion, man, where people can like have sex.
I did basically. Whoa! What I did was they had some stuff around your wrists, your ankles. You wear a vest over your body.
Oh, so you did basically VR sex, VR,
VR helmet,
VR VR underwear, and you're just having sex with a robot.
Yep.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yep.
Okay, so there's so many streaming services out there, but and you probably won't get it, not you personally, but just people in general. But the DC streaming service, I have it, and I'm very impressed with their shows. Titans was okay. Doom Patrol was out of this world good. And Swamp Thing got canceled, and this season started off very strong, but then it just got weird. So now I kind of understand why it got canceled. It's still entertaining. Young Justice is on there. I don't know if anyone's a fan of that old series.
Oh, I love that.
DC streaming service is pretty good. I think it's worth, you can get it for $75 for the year. $75 is honestly not that bad.
That's worth it. Yeah. I need to buckle down and get that.
I'm definitely going to get the Disney Plus one whenever that comes out. It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'll get that one too.
It's the $75 one shot for a year, which
I'm gonna try to bootleg that because I don't like Disney, how they have a monopoly on everything.
Well, Disney owns everything. So if you use anything in the world, you're giving money to Disney.
They don't own the air.
So you should, if you need to bootleg Doom Patrol, I strongly suggest that you watch it. It's not serious or anything. It's got a great story. It's kind of silly, but it's good. And what else shows? The Witcher. I don't think you played this game, but The Witcher 3 was a great game.
I'm familiar with the game and the trailer. Yeah. So, was it a teaser or a full-on trailer?
Yeah, I think it was just a teaser. It wraps season one, and it should be coming out pretty soon. I'm really excited about that. A lot of people have kind of panned it because they think that Henry Cavill doesn't have the acting chops to pull it off. And I don't know. We'll see.
I think people under us are sleeping on Henry Cavill, kind of like how they slept on Chris Hemsworth. I think both those guys are really good.
Yeah, Chris
Hemsworth. You know what? One of my favorite actors. What I am really excited about is The Boys.
Yeah, The Boys coming out July 26th. I cannot wait.
I cannot wait.
Years ago, I can't even remember. When did that comic come out? It was so – I'll send it to you. I think I have it digitally. It's always been one of my favorite books.
It's like the Hancock – it's like that's the kind of vibe I get from it.
It's – yeah, I mean
– I'm excited about that. It's going to be good.
Kind of, but it's even more, it's like a darker version of Hancock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. From what I've seen on the, it's from the same people that made, what's it called? Preacher, I think, which was,
AMC.
Well, no, not AMC, but, who did it? Seth Rogen and his friend.
Oh, his friend, yeah, Jonah, the guy from the two characters from Superbad.
Seth Evan and, Goldberg.
Evan Goldberg, yeah.
Yeah, they did Preacher on AMC. And so they understand how to kind of adapt those grittier comic books into shows. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, and we might as well explain the premise for those who don't know, but basically, correct me, fill me in where I'm wrong. The Boys are a group of, they're basically like superhero wranglers the government hires. Mm-hmm. And they're superheroes in the world, but they're all kind of assholes. Like, they're pretentious. They don't really give a shit about saving people. They don't really have to listen to the rules because they're fucking superheroes.
Yeah.
So the boys are a group of boys who have to keep them kind of like in check and arrest them and shit.
Yeah, there's some girls, but they're just called the Boys.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. The Boys is an organization.
Yeah. It takes place in a world where superheroes basically embrace that dark side of fame and celebrity. And then the boys... In the comic book, they're a vigilante group who try to take down a corrupt superhero. So I don't know how much of that they're going to do. I don't know if it's a government organization.
I feel like the show makes it seem like they're a government organization. Yeah.
So in the book there, they're just a group of people that are just tired and fed up with the Kim Kardashian superheroes. And they just, you know what, we're going to take it down. We're going to do it dirty. They're not bad guys. But they're just tired of the superhero fame.
Do they have abilities, or are they just strategic, smart dudes?
Yeah, they're just kind of like
ruffians.
Yeah, different talents, but no superhero powers that I remember. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back and read it. I'm actually got it queued up. I was gonna start yesterday.
That gets me excited. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm now that Stranger Things is over, and that I know we're about to talk about that, but I'm waiting to hear something about Umbrella Academy 2. So,
well, they announced season 2.
Yeah, I know they announced it, but I'm just waiting on more details for that.
Yeah. Me too. Because I liked Umbrella Academy. A lot of people had complaints about it, but overall it was good.
That's really cool.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully it keeps it going.
And last but not least.
What else you got?
Stranger Things. Let's do it.
I want to do a whole episode. Well, let's see. It depends. This is what it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen.
It was good.
Well, hold on. Let me say this. If Murph sees Spider-Man before next week, we will have a Spider-Man / Phase 4 episode. If not, we will have a Stranger Things / Season 4 of Stranger Things episode.
Oh, good. Then we're gonna leave a cliffhanger on Stranger Things then.
So it's all. And I will say this about Stranger Things: short review, very short review. I enjoyed it. It was different as far as pacing and not so much character development, but pacing wise, it was different than the first two seasons, but it was very entertaining. On the last episode, I was like, I can't believe this is the last episode, but it ended well. It didn't feel rushed, even though it might have been rushed. And I'll explain more of that next week.
Yeah. Even shorter review, the season 3 was excellent.
Yeah. I don't binge a lot of shows. Yeah. I don't binge a lot of shows anymore, and I got through that in about 3 days.
Yeah, I try not to binge at all. It's not healthy for you.
Yeah. So. I got through that pretty quick. But that's all I have. Comics-wise, one strong recommendation right now, if you don't read comics, or if you do and you're looking for something fresh, if you're kind of stale on like all the old superhero stuff, pick up The Immortal Hulk. It is honestly the best comic book series I've read in years. So if you want to get back into comics, if you want something entertaining, pick it up. It's not, even though it has, you know, some superheroes in it, it's more of a, this series is more of a horror series. It's more of a, it delves more into the Hulk's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde personality, and it's really, really good. So that's all I really have comics. I'm reading a lot more, and I try to talk about it every week on our Instagram, but that's my solid recommendation for comics, mainly because this episode's gone over way longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a quick recap, and this has turned into a full-on episode. It's
supposed to be like 30 minutes, but
It's like going to the doctor. It's like going like to the doctor, and they're like, sir, we think you have HIV, and then find out you have full-blown AIDS.
We're going to have to run some more tests.
Basically. So should we give the folks a little taste about our revamping of some of the social media platforms and what we got going on with that?
Nah, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and talk to us. We've been actually, because we've had it during the first season, we had it, but we didn't really mess with it at all.
God damn it, that made me sound desperate.
but now
I'm not desperate. I was just, you know.
We've been spending some time building some connections on both of those platforms, and it's pretty good. So everything's coming full circle this year.
I had a lot of matches. We use Match.com. Match.com, baby.
Oh, my God.
You know I had to get it in there, dude.
We have some big plans. I'm very excited. Also, if you want a sticker, just hit us up. I'm getting a roll of them in. So you can sticker your town, and people can, and your local police officers can give you tickets for vandalizing.
You can sticker your girlfriend's forehead. Yeah. Bam!
Sticker your mom's car.
Sticker your mom's car. Sticker the neighbor's dog. Snickers on stickers on Snickers.
I can't wait.
Snickers.
But that's all we have. I think we're circling the drain.
There he is.
I think I'm going to put that on the shirt.
I've missed this.
Me too. It's not midnight yet, so I'm still good. I'm gonna record one thing I will say is every from now on Instagram, Murph in the first season of the show had to do a stupid spoiler of the week every week and had to do
one just came to me.
A teaser every episode. Then you know what? Get on your account and record it, and I will do the rest, and I'll do the, you know, the transcription and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, I got one.
And then I'll post it tonight, and because I'm gonna start doing it every Tuesday and every Thursday. So it'll be Tuesday, you'll get a little snippet from us on Instagram. Wednesday, you'll get a full-blown AIDS podcast episode. And then Thursday,
love it,
you'll get a teaser. So you'll get three bits of content from us, and we're going to start streaming more on Twitch. So you'll have us all in your face all week long. I'm really excited.
So yeah, come hang out, man. We're going to be in your face. You know what I mean? Like,
we're going to be on the internet.
Taking over your life. Nonstop.
Just get online and we'll be there. We'll talk about that in a second. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for stopping by. I am going to leave. Murph, say your goodbye.
This is the most unorganized episode ever. It's not our first time.
It's reminiscent of the first episode of season one.
Season one? Yeah. Yikes.
At this point, we're really circling the drain. So bye, folks.